Hello, this is Pastor Elijah Wells of the Wells of Living Waters Ministry. Welcome to our podcast, which is a place to satisfy your thirst for the living word of God. Listen in and be blessed.
Okay, the word salvation is a pretty inclusive word, taking into it all the redemptive acts and good news. Now, when I say redemptive, that sounds like a big word or sentence I just said. But let me break that down, okay? We understand that we've been redeemed, right? So way before the foundations of the world, God had a redemptive plan for you and me. Now, redemptive plan means that God, through his son Jesus Christ, because of Adam, for instance, who sinned and caused man to fall, God needed to purchase us back to recover us. I'll talk about that recovery in a minute and restoration. Bless God. But God had a redemptive plan to purchase us back. And what was the medium by which he purchased us back? Was the blood of Jesus. And what he did on Calvary when he died and rose again. We got to understand that as believers. That's foundational. Every one of us got to know that. And every one of us have to understand this word called salvation and what we receive in salvation. And I just want to tell you, and I'm not discounting eternal life, because that's a great thing that we receive the eternal life. But it's not eternal life only. I want you to understand that. Amen. It's not eternal life only. And like I said, I'm not discounting what we receive in that. Because of what Jesus Christ did, we said yes to Jesus, we became born again and received salvation. But a lot of times people only understand it in the context of receiving eternal life. And I want you to know that it's that and much more. Alright? It's that and much more. Okay? And so, God had a redemptive plan for you and me, for mankind, and the things that he did to draw us back to him and to purchase us back to be his own. Okay, now that's the good news of the gospel. All right, that's what we preach about. So why is it important to understand the full meaning of the word salvation? The full meaning. Somebody say full meaning. Full meaning. Okay, we need to know the full meaning of this word salvation. Because when we look at a scripture with only a Western view of reading it, when I say Western view, you know, let me break that down a minute. Amen. Praise God. I need to spend some time in labor for a minute. All right. So, if you look at the scripture and view it from an American Western culture, you're going to come to interpret it a certain way that may not necessarily be correct. And that's why there's certain principles that we need to follow to help us to properly interpret the word of God. And that's the reason why I hear people teaching, and sometimes they say things, and I just got to shake my head, because they're viewing it from a Western viewpoint rather than an Eastern viewpoint. Now, why is that important, an Eastern viewpoint? Because biblically, amen, you know, say what you will, but the Bible came out of the Bible times, right? With Bible words, with an author, with a background from biblical days. So you can't interpret, amen, the Bible based on our current culture and our current understanding and our Western culture and civilization. We got to look at it from the point of view of the author and the background and the context and the person who wrote it. And the culture by which it was written in. So, how do you understand the scripture? You got to place yourself in that context when you're reading it. Otherwise, if you look at it from a Western context and it's written, amen, in an Eastern context, you're going to interpret it all wrong. Why am I making so much time? Because I want you to understand something. Words have meaning. First of all, words what? And when we think of a word in our English language, because now we're dealing with language too, initiates certain things in our mind, right? When we say a word, it initiates certain thoughts in our mind from that word. Uh-huh. So stay with me now. So when it comes to the word salvation, I'm spending time here because I want you to understand something. Because people, when I give them the meaning of this word, And all of the facets of this word, they look at me like, how can you get all that from salvation? I'm going to tell you why. Because words in the Eastern civilization and from biblical times always have a history. A history. Amen. And when we look at certain words in the Bible, usually it has a story that goes along with the word. And so we need to understand that and understand the history of a word and history of how we got the meaning of the word so we properly interpret the scripture when it comes to salvation. I spent time and I'm laboring here for the reason I want people to understand that it's more than just a single meaning. When you come to a word that's in Hebrew or in Greek, and I had an opportunity to have both classes, I come to realize very quickly that not only does words have meaning, and that's the reason why when you study your Bible, it's good to do word studies and go back to the original, use your concordance. Praise God. That's a neutral tool. I call it a neutral tool because, you know, we establish a whole denomination on something somebody said, and it's not even based on scripture. Look at your Bible. Amen. Start there. Don't start with these commentary and these books and all these authors and all that. Now, you're going to properly interpret scripture, amen, because the authority is not in so and so with 9 degrees behind us. Now, that's not what the authority is. The authority is in the power of the word of God, which is God is backing it. Is that right? And so, start with a neutral tool, what I call a concordance. Go back and a word study book and go back and do a word study on the word. Let me give an example. I heard one person once preaching and he started talking about love, bless God, and love has 3 or 4 different meanings. You cannot equate the type of love that you have for your brother, your sister, like Philadelphia, brotherly love. It's not the same kind of love as the type of love that a husband has for his wife, Eros, which is not the same kind of love as agape. And this gentleman, you know, formulated a whole message on that, and the whole basis was not correct because he was basing on a different type of love, basing on brotherly love, or he was basing on Eros love. And it's not the same. The Eros type of love Philae love, which is like brotherly love, like the city of Philadelphia, those are different words. So why am I spending so much time here? Because this is important to understand the background behind words. Because if we understand that, then we come to understand why there's so many meanings within this word salvation, how much more that we have received. Bless God. Okay, so that's important. So words of biblical days had a history and a story behind the word. To properly interpret scripture, you must consider words and its history, which is why word studies are an important part of drawing out the meaning of the Bible. We have to put ourselves in the time frame and try to understand the author as he wrote it, then make the bridge to today's language and current meaning. And by the way, when you in the market of purchasing a Bible or getting a Bible for somebody, get a Bible version. Or if you're going to get something that's transliterated, transliterated means it takes the idea of what the Bible is saying, and then it rewrites it in a certain language, like the English Bible or the what was popular a few years back, which was the Living Bible. Those are like taking the text, and then it's trying to get the idea behind it and putting in the words that you can understand. All right. Now, that's good in that context. Get an understanding. In that context, those type of instruments are good. Amplified. But when it comes to doctrine and theology, you can't use those. Can't use those. They got a new book out now. I'll call it a book. But it's kind of like what I'm talking about here. And it takes the scripture, and it takes stories, and it put in this book, and it puts it in today's language that people can understand it. But it's not a Bible. It's not even a transliteration, really. But they did a pretty decent job on what I've seen. But you got to understand, that's not the Bible. And you can use that to, you know, help people who have a broad, it's like a broad brush to give them a general understanding of what the Bible is talking about. But if you're going to start teaching doctrine, then you can't use those type of tools. You got to use a what they call a version, like New American Standard Version or the New International Version or the King James Version. Why is that important? Because when it was translated from the original Hebrew or the Greek, they try to keep as close as they can to the what they call the original text. And that's important. Because if you take something, that's why there's so many Bibles out there. Be careful, my brothers. There's so many Bibles out there now. And not all of them are good. Amen? You want something, and when it comes to doctrine and theology, that's going to give you a proper interpretation of what the scripture is saying. Amen? So that's important. That's very important as Bible believers when it comes to doctrine and theology. And don't divorce yourself and say that, well, that's not me. Yes, it is. You got to know that, because that comes to what you believe. You may not major in it, but you need to know it. We all need to know it. Praise God. And so, you know, you may not preach, but you may teach, or you may give a Bible class, or you may be talking to your neighbors and explaining doctrine to them. When they start asking you questions, you want your doctrine to be sound. Praise God. Want to make sure our doctrine is sound. All right. So I'm kind of getting a lesson also when it comes to various tools that's good to use when you're studying the Bible. Amen. And by the way, you can't just, and bless God, I thank you for highly thinking of your pastor and, you know, loving the message that I preach and trusting the word that I give. Bless God. But you also got to go home and read it and study it for yourself. That's important. Amen. I probably learn more when I start teaching Sunday school than I ever learned before, because I was required to study it and to know it in order to teach it. Okay. So start off with a neutral tool. Use a version and not a transliteration when it comes to teaching doctrine. Why am I spending time? I know it's a little technical here, but just stay with me, because I'm laying a foundation about this word salvation. Because too many believers in the body of Christ don't understand everything you receive when it comes to salvation. Everybody with me? Okay. So I laid that foundation and let you know and understand that what I'm teaching you when it comes to salvation and the word called sozo and the word called soteria. Remember that. Those two words, sozo and soteria. Because I wanted to lay that foundation so we can get a full understanding of all this, because it's just a lot. Okay? You ready? Okay. All right. Now, many of the time you guys hear me refer to salvation as a multifaceted diamond. Anybody know about that? Anybody really seen a really beautiful diamond with all that sparkle and all of these facets? And when the light hits it, it shines in all different facets of that diamond. That's why I love to see a beautiful diamond, because when the light hits it, it's so beautiful. Got all these facets is different sides to that diamond. And if you turn it from one way to another side and you allow the light to shine, it sparkles. It's beautiful. It's the same thing with the word salvation. You receive a multifaceted diamond, if you will. All right. It's not just a flat surface. It's multifaceted. Okay, now let's talk about that and what that means. I gave you two words. Both of those words are Greek words. Okay? And if you're not, you know, excited about learning Greek, that's okay. But I want you to pick up the meaning of these words today, okay? All right? Now, two words I want you to remember, soteria and sozo. It usually when you look in the Bible, you'll see the word salvation, but depending on the context of what you're reading, what it's talking about. That's why you need to understand that, because it's not always talking about eternal life. You could be reading the word and it says saved in the Old Testament, or and I'll give you the word for that too. And in the New Testament, you may see a word that says saved, you may see a word that says rescue, or you may see a word that says deliverance or deliver, and these are all the same word when it comes to the Hebrew or the Greek. But it has a variation of that meaning of that word. All right. So if you see it, you may not initially understand what it is. And if you're Bible students, you'll know it. Okay. So when you see sozo or salvation or soteria also, which is salvation, in the Greek, which when I say Greek, you're talking about New Testament. When I say Hebrew, you're talking about Old Testament. A lot of times you also deal with a lot of Latin when you're talking about New Testament as well. Okay, but when you're talking about original text, what the original Bible was written in, it was either Hebrew or Greek. All right? Now, sozo means deliverance. What does sozo mean? Salvation, which means also deliverance. So not only did you receive eternal life, but you need to know that you were delivered. What did God deliver you from? Well, he delivered you from a whole lot of things. Amen? First of all, he delivered you from the penalties of sin. Because what Adam did, you and I deserve the penalty of sin. But because of what Jesus did when he died on the cross, amen, and you said yes to Jesus when you heard the good news and you received salvation, then you were delivered from the penalties of sin. Amen. In other words, you don't have to bear that because Jesus bore it for you. So not only did he deliver you from the penalties of sin, but he delivered you from some other things. Amen. You've been delivered from fear. You've been delivered from doubt. You've been delivered from, you know, sin. But Jesus died, and when you receive that, you receive deliverance from a number of things. Come on, we need to understand that, because now when you start understanding what you receive, you start getting a better understanding of who you are. But when that devil start coming and talking to you, you say, devil, get up under my feet, because I've been delivered from that. Alcoholism. You know, that's why people fall back into drugs and things, because they don't understand they've been delivered from it. So what they do, the minute they start having problems, instead of looking to God, they go back to the bottle. They go back to that joint. They go back, you know, to that pot. They go back to whatever it is. You with me? When you've been delivered from it, you understand that you've been delivered, you're not going to go back. Come on, somebody talk to me. You can't keep finding yourself going back over and over again if you understand that you received salvation and Jesus said you've been delivered from it. So we got to understand where we've been delivered from and to. All right? So you've been delivered. Somebody say, I've been delivered. Yes, you've been delivered. You've been delivered from the devil and all of his tactics. Yeah, I know he shoots them. I know he sets traps and things like that. Yeah, I know that. God knows that. But you've been delivered from it. And if you keep your eyes on, I'm talking about your spiritual eye, when God is talking to you, he'll show you and help you to prevent from falling into the traps that the devil set for you. Every once in a while, God allow you to see it. Because the enemy has been trying to set up traps for a long time. He's trying to break you down. He's trying to wear you out. Come on, somebody talk to me. Bless God, amen. We like is the ever ready energizer. Energizer. Praise God. We don't expect to run out. Bless God. Listen to what I'm saying here. Because if you don't, you're not gonna realize that you connected to a source that never runs out. We gonna go through some things. You need to understand it's just a trial. Amen. It's just a situation that you're going through. But if you hang on in there long enough, and if you don't give up, and if you stay connected, bless God, you are connected to a power source that is going to keep on keeping on, keeping you going on. People are going to look at you and wonder why you keep, how is it you keep on going on? That's because I'm connected to a source that never runs out. You're connected to a source that never runs out. Don't look for me to give up. Don't look for me to stop. Don't look for me to turn around. Amen. Not in my vocabulary. I'm connected to a source. I know who I am. I've been delivered. Come on, we've been delivered. Say it again, I've been delivered. You've been delivered. See, now you see what I'm saying? So now that we have a better understanding of what this word, I just gave you one word, deliver. Now that starts changing the way we think about ourselves and the way we think about God. Because sometimes we start letting our circumstances start determining our view of God. The devil is a liar. You got to turn that thing around and first let God put in you who he is, amen, and show you who he is, amen. He going to be who he is no matter what you go through. He's still God. Yeah, I know the devil is trying to attack you. God is still God, and he's still in control. And if you know who you are, you can tell the devil, I've been delivered. You better go ahead and get on out of here. I've been delivered. Woo, thank you, Jesus. I feel like shouting. And I just cover one word, deliver. Come on, talk to me. I've been delivered, devil. Enemy try to put fear on you. No, devil, I've been blessed God for the cross. I've been delivered from fear. Come on, I've been delivered from doubt. Doubt may have tried to stop by your house. You tell doubt to keep on going. Because I've been delivered. Come on. We, as believers, we'll walk a little taller. We'll hold our head up a little higher. Not because of arrogance, but because we know we've been delivered. Woo! Glory to God. You know, come on, come on. Come on now, talk to me. Sometimes we see the people of God and they walk around like they're burdened down. No. I've been delivered from that heavy weight. Come on, talk to me. I've been delivered from that heavy weight. Jesus lifted it all. I'm yoked with Jesus. When you know who you are, amen, and you know whose you are, amen, praise God, when the devil starts to come to you and start putting them heavy loads, you say, devil, I've been delivered from that. I can't go back. Amen? Because I found out something better, and I can't go back. So I've been delivered, devil. Mm-hmm. Can I move over to the next one? Woo, glory to God. Alright, so when I've been saved, when I receive salvation, amen, I receive deliverance. Then it also means to be saved. Saved. Somebody say saved. Bless God. So when you see that word soteria, you see that word, amen, sozo, amen, and soteria, are the two words that I'm talking about. Now, one, the only difference is one is a verb, sozo, and the other one is a noun, okay? So, if you see a two in front of it, like to rescue, or to save, or to deliver, or to protect, or to make help, or to restore, you're talking about sozo, to restore, to heal. Bless God. So what you received is, amen, God's power to heal you. What you receive is God's power to deliver you. What you receive is God's power to protect you. God's power to preserve you. To sozo. But soteria is the noun part of it. So if you just say deliverance, now that's the noun part. If you say protected, that's the noun part of it. If you say healed, that's the noun part of it. But if you say God, amen, deliver you to heal you, now you're talking about sozo. It's a verb. Somebody say a verb. That means it got action to it. It's not just a word, an idea. It got some action to it. Somebody say action. See, to deliver, amen, to deliver, to save, to heal. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. It's good. This is good. Everybody with me? All right. Or so saved, or to be saved, or to defend. I hear people say, well, he's a doctor that never lost a case. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. Yeah, that's true. He's my advocate. He's my Lord. Yeah, that's true. You got that right. Bless God. He's pleading your case in every area of your life, whether it's in the spiritual or the natural. Oh, come on. Somebody say amen. God is pleading your case in the natural, and he's pleading your case in the spiritual. So in other words, when somebody comes to accuse you, even if it's in the natural, you got a covering, amen, in that salvation that you receive, that sozo, that soteria, you receive defense. And that means that you just hold your peace. Just hold your peace, because sometimes we are so tempted, amen, to speak for ourselves. No. Touch your name and say, hold your peace. Hold your peace. And let God fight your battles. That's what this word is talking about. You hear what I'm saying? hold your peace, because God is defending you. At least you say something you should say. Just hold your peace and let God speak for you. That's defense. That's like a lawyer that's keeping you and defending you every time the devil try to accuse you. Every time he try to find a legal right to come against you, you got a word that's fighting for you and say, oh no, he's or she is innocent. Then been declared righteous. Come on. Defense. He's your defense. He's got your back. He's your lawyer. He's your advocate. He's keeping you. Come on. Everybody with me? And nothing like having a knowing you got a lawyer. Because the lawyer know things that you don't know. You with me? So this word means defense. God has got your back. All right, now let's move on. Okay, it also means protect or to protect or to avenge. To avenge. That's heavy. That's heavy. Come on, watch it now. Now, hear me. I'm gonna give you one example, right? Are you ready? Okay, get ready now. Cause, watch it. The devil has been stolen from you many times. Watch it. I'm gonna get ready to go somewhere with this now. Okay, and so when you reported that I've been robbed, what happens? The police officer investigate, and he goes after the one that stole your goods. Oh, somebody ought to hear what I'm saying. So since the devil have stolen from you, and it's been reported you've been robbed, you got somebody that will avenge your case. So, wait, hold on a minute. I got to go get your stuff. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If he stolen your money, he going to get it back. Amen. If he stole your help, he going to get it. He going to avenge what the devil is trying to do to you. Are you hearing me? He's going to give you back your stuff. He's going to give you back your health. He's going to avenge you. You know what that is, right? So the devil think he got away scot-free. God is saying, oh no, you got to give it up. You got to give it back to my child because I came to avenge him or her. Come on. To avenge. You got somebody on your side. Some people think it's all over. Some people think that there's no reason why now they can get back what they lost. Amen. But God said, oh no, to avenge me, I'm going to get it back. And I'm going to pay you back to avenge. That's good news. See, in other words, you got somebody fighting you in that aspect too. Stop thinking the devil have all this power to do whatever he want to do. No, God said, I will avenge my child. See, that's why he better leave you alone. That's why he better leave me alone. And my children alone, and my family alone, and my church alone. Bless God and my church members alone. He better leave them alone because God say, I got your back. Woo, thank you. That's shouting ground. You got somebody that's avenging you on your behalf. Then it means to rescue. Woo, thank you, Lord. You've been rescued. You know that? Right. What does that mean? Every aspect of to be rescued from danger. That's what God did for you when you received salvation. You've been rescued. He rescued me. He rescued you. Out of danger, out of your situation that you were in, amen. What the devil tried to set up for, what the devil meant for harm, God meant it for good, amen. He came and rescued you. Isn't that good news? Rescue you. To rescue. It means soundness. Soundness. Every aspect of to be sound. Whether it's a sound thought process, a sound body, or sound finances, or you know, sound, solid, stable, firm. Bless God. The time out for shaky Christians. Bless God. If you've been saved, God made you sound. Come on, somebody talk to me. That's why our identity changes. When we understand what we receive, our thought process is different. Praise God. You sound now. Bless God. You settled. You firm. You're on a solid foundation. You're not flaky. You understand, right? You are firm. You are sound in Jesus. You're not up 1 minute down and in 1 minute out. No! You sound. You're settled. You're stable. Oh, here come another word now. Safety. See, that's really why we got to get rid of some of these fears. But I'm saved. Whatever aspect of that word that you can think about, God covers it. Amen. Whether it's safe in the arms of Jesus, or safe from danger, or safe under his wing, under his shield, in the secret place, I'm safe. You need to tell the devil, I'm sorry, devil, I'm up under his wing. I'm safe. And I'm on safe ground. I'm protected. God is keeping me. Safe. Somebody say safe. Safe. Or safety. You don't have to worry about anything. I'm safe. Covered. You covered. I know you've been seeing a lot of things going on in the current news, and it's gotten so now that it's hard to go anywhere without violence. You see it on our school campuses. You see it in our nation's capital. You see it in all the different cities. You're seeing it in homes. You're seeing it in military facilities. It's happening everywhere. You're seeing it even in the movie theater. Things unheard of, never thought of. You never thought that somebody out of their mind would get up with a military rifle while you're trying to watch a movie and decide they're going to spray everybody. If that's not evil, I don't know what is. Huh? Are you hearing me? People are just opening fire on school campuses now. And I hope you see the trend. Because it started in colleges, you know, Texas A&M and some of these other colleges where they had major shooting. Then it started breaking down in the high schools and kids killing kids, amen, with various issues going on in the high school camp. And then it started breaking down into the junior high schools. And we thought elementary school was off limit until we saw all those kids killed in the elementary school. Huh? We are safe. Our children are safe. And it's no coincidence, amen, that each and every day, we make it through and without any hurt, harm, or danger to ourselves or to our children. You ought to thank the Lord for that. Because the devil don't care. He don't care where it is. He don't care who it is. I was like, well, that happened over in Texas. That's not going to happen in California. Oh, it can happen in California too. And it has. Okay? And by the way, those are demons. Those are demons. I'm going to say it one more. Those are demons. And if you don't believe in demons, bless God, you better first start believing in God. Because the demons are real and they are operating out there. And that's what we got to come against. Because only a demon will have a person, you know, pick up a gun and just start shooting everybody. But you protected. The Bible says 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at your right hand. But it, come on, somebody talk to me in this place. But it said, but it. What is it they're talking about? Those arrows that flying by day, amen, by noonday, and those pestilence by night, amen, and my Bible says, and it shall not come near my dwelling. I was troubled when I saw a mother who lost 3 of her sons from gun violence on the streets and in our dangerous city. 3 sons. 2 of them was killed in almost the exact same spot. Oh, my goodness.
You better cover your child. I know it may look crazy when you start putting that oil on him and sending him out of the house, but you go ahead and put it on him anyway. You better plead the blood of Jesus when they leave the house and know that they covered. Come on. Safety. Protected. So the verb is to save, to heal. Oh, by the way, healing. I know some people that don't believe that God is healing today. But I'm going to tell you, if you study your Bible, you can't come to any other conclusion. I'm sorry, but if you study it, you can't come to any other conclusion but that God that we serve is a healer. Come on. Why would you say my name is Jehovah Rapha? Why would he tell you his name is healer if he's not, come on, if he's not a healer? All these theologians tell, well, that's not what it means. It really doesn't mean physical healing. It means spiritual healing. But it may mean, some cases it may mean spiritual healing. But in other cases, I've studied it. And it means an actual physical healing. Don't you discount what God has given you. Amen? No. He not only heals our spirits, but he heals our bodies. He said, by his stripes I am healed. Say, you shall recover. Come on. Now, when I saw the children of Israel leaving Egypt, bless God, and with all the goods, by the way, when I saw them leaving Egypt, praise God, they left there with all the goods, and they left there healthy. What wasn't an idea of being healed. Y'all, come on, y'all leave Egypt, and I want you to leave with the idea of being healed. No, God said when they left, God healed them. You know, I know some people don't believe in the power of God. You got to first believe in the power of God. You can't believe that God can heal if you don't believe he got the power to do it. I'm almost done. So why would he tell me my name is Jehovah Rapha? Why would he say I'm the Lord God that healeth thee if he doesn't heal? Come on. And then, to top it off, you got these theologians come back and well, it really doesn't mean that. You haven't even studied the word. Because the word says, sozo, it means to heal. To heal. So when you talk about the word salvation that you receive, part of that salvation means to heal. To heal the sin-sick soul, to heal the mind. God heals the mind too. He heals our emotions. And he heals our bodies. All that wholeness. That's what wholeness is. Part of what you receive in salvation is wholeness. This is good. Everybody needs to know this. Praise God. I'm not talking about no denomination. I'm talking about what God said. He said, I will heal thee. I will take sickness from the midst of thee. If you believe all things are possible, that's introducing us to the fact that we have an interest to a place, to a point where there's a situation where anything that we're looking at that looks impossible, we'll have access to something that caused that impossible to become possible. Healing. So it means to heal from a disease, to defend, to protect, to avenge, to deliver. Now, here's a very interesting word, to restore. We've been restored. God, he's such an awesome God. He restored us. Isn't that awesome? But when we came to God, we were broken. We were, you know, lost. We were confused. I'll talk about that in a minute. But praise God, when we said yes to Jesus, he came in, amen, and restored you. To restore. And even he's been restoring us day by day. To preserve. He's been keeping you all this time. See, what God began in you, God said that's why you need to hold up your head. Because God said what he started in you, he's going to complete it. So that means he's preserving you and me to complete what he started. That's why you need to know that you're not going nowhere. I need to know I'm not going nowhere. Come on. Because God got a job for you to do.
And if that job is not done, amen, you ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. Because God's got a job for me to do, for you to do. All right? So he's preserving us, keeping us, if you will, from danger and destruction. All right? So salvation that we receive, the sozo or soteria, includes all and not limited to one part of some, as some expound. To be whole is just the whole, not in parts, but in whole, meaning spirit, soul, and body. Bless God. And it takes us, amen, in deliverance in every phase of sin, including sinful nature, the devil, and all of Satan's ploys. It connotes soundness and wholeness. You see everything that you receive in Christ? Usually when you look in the New Testament, you have a comparable word in the Old that's very similar. All right? And you got a word called kayah in Hebrew, which is similar. It's the same type of word that we get yah, yada, or to save. Okay? Yehovah or Joshua. Those are the same type of word that we're talking about when we talk about sozo. Joshua is the root that means to save. Jesus comes in the same root word. Salvation. He is our salvation. Yeshua. You mean people say, that's what it is. Yeshua. It means to save. Every aspect of that through our Savior Jesus Christ. All right? It means to live. To live, to have life. That's why Jesus Christ said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. It's time for every Christian to raise up and rise up and walk into that life that Jesus Christ talked about, that abundant life. I came that you might have life and have it more abundant. And when I looked up that word, praise God, the Holy Spirit enlightened me and showed me, amen, it wasn't just an extension of life, not a period, just a period of time. But when he said, I come that you might have life, that means in quantity and quality. Somebody say quantity. Quantity and quality. And that's important. Not only would he give us life more abundantly, amen, he'll give it to us in quantity. That's long life, he says, will I add and give unto you, right? And he's done that, and he's doing that, right? But also, he said, and life more abundantly. Not only in quantity, long life, but also in quality, good life. Being able to enjoy it. There's some people that live to be a ripe old age, but they're miserable. Huh? No, God said, I'm going to cause you to have a long and blessed life, and you're going to have a peaceful life, amen, and you're going to have an awesome, wonderful life. Quantity and quality to live, to remain alive. It means, oh my goodness, I left out one on soteria, but I'm going to go ahead and give it to you here. Because it's the same, okay? It means to prosper. That when you receive salvation, part of that word sozo means to prosper. It means to prosper. That's what it means. So why would he call, let us know his name is Jehovah Jireh, if he wasn't our provider? Okay? So it means to live prosperously. That's what it means. I didn't make it up, my brothers and sisters. It's right here. It means to live prosperously. It means to prosper. Now watch it. Not just in the area of finance. It means to prosper in every area of your life. Some people just want to limit God to just financially. But you missing it. Amen. Because when it said to prosper, he means in every aspect of your life. God going to prosper you in every area of your life. In other words, I heard one minister say, you know, he was talking about being blessed, having a financial blessing, and the difference between having financial blessing and having God's favor. He said, I take God's favor every time. You understand? Because when you have God's favor, you can get the finances. You can get whatever else that you need when you have God's favor. But if you just have that alone, then that's just it. See, you need to understand that you got God's favor. When it says to live prosper or to prosper, that means you got God's favor in your life.
Somebody say favor.
Favor. I'm not making this up. It's right here. It means to live prosperous, or it means prosperity. It means to be, to prosper. Right here. There it is.
When you next time you hear somebody say, well, I can't find it nowhere in the Bible, tell them to just look in the Bible, and anywhere where you find a prosper, amen, or soteria, it's right there.
To prosper, to live prosperously, to live peaceable as well, like shalom. Same kind of word, shalom. To live peaceably, have peace. To live well. You hear people say, I wonder if they really understand. I went in the Walgreens. I was walking out in the lady said, live well. I looked at it and I said, oh, yes. Bless God, I live well. In other words, yeah, I got God's health. Yeah, I got God's peace. Live well. Amen. That's a beautiful thing, because that's what you're saying. When you're saying this type of word, it's the same type of word. When you say shalom, you're saying live well, be blessed, prosper, live forever. That's what it means, live forever. To be quickened, to be made alive, not dead, to be made alive, to be restored to life or health. Again, I'm not making this up, it's right here. That's what you receive when you receive sozo, when you receive salvation. So don't let anybody limit your understanding of what you receive. From now on, know every aspect, every facet. It means victory. Somebody say victory.
Victory.
Now, if victory is victory, that means, amen, I have victory over defeat. That's another reason to raise our head. See, stop letting the devil talk to you. All right? Because God says, amen, when you receive salvation, along with that came victory. So it's time out for living a defeated life. You need to tell that devil to go, because I got victory in every aspect of our life, my life. Amen. It means victory, not defeat. So it's time out for, you know, Christians to just, you know, hang their head down. I heard one lady, amen, put an article, amen, I pray for the family. Amen. I pray for the family. But it was a minister, amen, who got a little discouraged, and, you know, some things were shed light regarding him, and he saw no other way out. His option was to commit suicide. It's not an option for the Christian. When God gives you faith, you have options. Somebody say, I have options. See, because the devil will tell you, you don't have any more options. Your life is over. You're out. Your life is done with. No, as long as you still breathing breath in your body, amen, you have options. And one of those options is not, somebody say, is not suicide. You understand what I mean when I say that? One of the options not to. What I mean by that is, when you understand everything that you receive in Christ, sometimes we got to be reminded of that, because see, sometimes the devil can put you in the deepest part of depression. And when you get to that point, you're not thinking right. That's why we need to put ourselves around other people, amen, that's going to help us, could give us a word, something that's going to lift us up and not sink us, you know, deeper into depression. You're not thinking right. He wasn't thinking right. Send his family on the church. He wasn't thinking right. You got to have somebody around you saying, no, listen, shake yourself. That's not what you want to do. There's always a future with Jesus. Yeah, you may have to go through something because you made some bad decisions, but God will bring you out of that too. Bless God. We all make mistakes. Bless God. You may have made a mistake, but God can bring you out of that. But there's always hope in Jesus. All right? Okay. Hallelujah. To have life, to cause to have life, to remain alive, to sustain life, to be delivered from sickness.
I didn't say it. It's right here, my brother. I'm not making this up, y'all.
It means to be delivered from sickness. If that's not enough, it means to be delivered from discouragement.
I just talked about that, right? That's depression. Because once you get discouraged, you get depressed. Or you get depressed, you get discouraged. Whichever one comes first.
But what you receive in soteria, in the Hebrew, same word, it means to be delivered from discouragement. So if you feeling discouraged right now, I want you to hold your head up. Did you hear what I said? Hold your head up. Every once in a while, the devil will send his agent by to try to just make you more discouraged. I had a person like that. I said, devil, you better get out of here. You better get out of here. Because we walk. Listen. And if you can't understand, you better ask God to give you understanding. Now, I'm talking about the person that's saying this. Because the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. I'm not walking according to what I see. You looking at what you can see. I'm looking at what God said what I cannot see. I'm in the spiritual realm. Come on, somebody talk to me. The devil will bring an agent to try to discourage you and have you give up and throw up your hands. Now, obviously, this person was a thought I should be throwing up my hand, but I'm telling you, I'm not throwing up my hand, amen, because I know Jesus. I know what God's word says. If you hang on in there long enough, amen, you hear to listen to the word. We walk by faith. The just shall live by. You better get out of here, discouraged me, because I don't have no dealings with you. Come on, somebody talk to me. You need to open up the door and kick discouragement out. If you don't. If you chum me up with discouragement, I guarantee you depression is on its way. My Bible tells me I've been delivered from discouragement. And if that's not enough, the next word says you've been delivered from faintness. You know what that means when you read in the Bible, right? But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on, come on, come on. Somebody talk to me in this place. This place ought to be running over if you're a true believer. Because God does not operate in faintness. That means giving up. That's not in our vocabulary, my brothers and sisters. We can't get faint-hearted. We can't lose heart. We can't give up. Somebody talk to me in this place. And men, you need to stand up in your house and be men. No, this family is this family is just going to believe God. I'm not faint. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to lose heart. Because my Bible told me when I received Jesus, I was delivered from getting tired. I'm just tired. I'm just tired of what? What are you tired of? God has been blessing you each and every. What are you tired of? Tired of going through things? Well, you're going to go through it because the Bible says you're going to go through it. But my Bible said, but be of good courage. He didn't say you wasn't going through it. Troubles me when I hear Christian, well, I'm tired, tired, tired. You better get that word out of your vocabulary. Tired. Tired of what? Tired of the devil? Well, you need to take some faith and tell the devil to get out of here. I'm sorry. But we got to come out of this tiredness. Come out of this faintness. Come out of this giving up. Come out of this losing hope. No, we got hope. We got strength in the Lord. So I'm sorry. But if we're going to walk in victory, we can't walk in getting tired and giving up. Come on. Somebody. Every church need to be teaching this. Give up? You just gave in to the devil. You just handed him the victory. When God gave, listen, God handed the victory, right? When you said yes to Jesus, he said, here, victory. And when you gave up, you said, okay, devil, here, take it. God, I know God may have gave it. Take it. Cause I'm going, that what I'm going through is too rough, too tough. Take it. No, I'm going to hold on to my victory.
Because Jesus died for it. And I highly value it. All right, y'all, I'm about done. I know sometimes it may be a little rough. I'm just that kind of preacher. And we need to know it so the devil stop robbing us, coming in our house, amen, and causing us to be defeated. Come on. The Bible say, be bold. Be vigilant. Be bold. Be very courageous. Now, is that what my Bible says? Is that what your Bible says? If it says that, then we can't lose heart. We can't give up the minute we go through something or maybe a series of something. Hang on in there. This too is going to pass. And then we've been delivered from death. That's what it means to be delivered from death, to preserve life, to give life, to quicken, to restore, to cause to grow. Well, that's interesting. To cause to grow, to revive. That means to bring back to life that which is a lost life, whatever that may be in a person's life. To revive. That's what you receive. Amen? So, I think I've labored enough there. So, we understand Isaiah 35 and 4 tells us to be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. So, that's the idea. When Joseph was referring to God's redemptive plan to save the children of Israel, although the enemy means it for harm, we see in Genesis 50 and 20, it says, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. And that's that word there that we're talking about. Amen. The devil may mean it for harm, but God meant it for good, amen, to save you or to give you this same word that we're talking about. Preservation and defense and protection and all of those things. So before we were born again, we may have been condemned, but when we came to the Lord Jesus Christ, we no longer have condemnation, the Bible says, to those who are in Christ Jesus. We may have been lost, but now we got new direction in our life with a purpose. We may have been confused in life before we became born again. Amen. Confused about our identity, confused about our destiny. But now we are in Jesus. We have received salvation. We receive a whole new life and a whole new identity in him. Amen. And lastly, write down Hebrews 7:25. That's where I close. Hebrews 7:25. It says, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God. You got to come to God. Don't run from him. It said that if you go to him, you're going to receive all of these things that I mentioned in my message today in soteria and in sozo. If you come to God and believe, right, the Bible says he will save you to the uttermost. That's good. Completely, if you will. He'll save you. Why? Because the Bible has seen that he ever liveth to make intercessions for you. Jesus Christ ever liveth. Talking about our high priest. That's the context of this verse. The high priest that ever liveth making intercessions for you. God saved you to the utmost. And what he started, you need to know he's going to finish it. And that's why you got the victory. All right, I'll stop there. Amen. Is that good news? So let us, amen, from this time forward, always be reminded of everything that we receive and when we receive salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we receive this sozo, this soteria, this kaya, amen, deliverance and protection and prosperity and health and protection and you know, all the things I talked about. Beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love it to talk about this. Amen.
Well, I pray that this episode has been a blessing to you. I want to hear from you. Please send any letters to Pastor Elijah Wells, P.O. Box 922228, that's 42 and an 8, Sylmar, California 91342. Again, that's Pastor Elijah Wells, P.O. Box 922228, Sylmar, California 91342. While you're at it, please include a love gift to help support this ongoing ministry to touch the lives of those seeking to know the Lord. You also can go to our website at valleybrien.org. That's valleybrien.org. Thank you for your support.